have this ceremony here in Skopje, which is a wonderful ceremony of our ancient spiritual tradition, the Brahma Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya. By performing this ceremony as it has been done since thousands of years, we will actually leave the material platform and go to the spiritual platform of Krishna consciousness. Today, 5 devotees take sacred initiation vows. It is a very important time for them, often compared to a birth. It is a birth into a spiritual life. Tomorrow, these devotees will be 1 day old spiritually. Interesting concept. Often the Harinam Diksha has been compared with the seed-giving process. This analogy is not entirely, let me say, complete. It does not cover everything which is to say about this, but it is a good analogy. When a seed is planted, it has in it the great potentiality to grow into a strong tree. Provided if the roots go deep. If a tree grows and grows and grows and the roots are not really deep, it will not be able to sustain its position but fall when there is a storm. Similarly, when a devotee grows by years but his roots are not sufficiently deep, it will be seen that the little or big disturbances in this world will uproot him. There is a shloka which is often recited during initiations, and I would also like to recite it today for you. But before doing this, I would like to offer my most respectful obeisances to my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, on whose behalf I am today sitting here and conducting, with the help of our Brahmana Virachandra, the sacrifice. What I will say after my obeisances to Prabhupada will be very interesting. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nittinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve
Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
When driving to this initiation ceremony, I told to one of the new initiates, "Do you realize what is happening today?" You are formally enrolling into a school which is not less than 5,000 years old.
Zvanično se zapisuješ u jedna škola koja ne pomalo od 5000 godina.
It's your entrance into a deep, deep spiritual process.
Tvoj ulaz u jedan mnogo dubok duhovni proces.
The initiate was a little bit nervous, and I do not know how well he understood this point, and he had to also look that the car was staying on the road and not falling from the road. But today I would like to request all of you, most of you who are initiated, to think about this point. Initiation means we are enrolling into the Brahma Vaishnav Sampradaya, a school.
No, danas bi sakalo da gi zamolam sita što bi da inicijacija da razmislil za to. Inicijacija znači da se zapišujeme u školu sa Brahma Vaishnav Sampradaya.
We commit ourselves to a process of study and application of the knowledge. This process should never stop. If we stop to learn and apply our spiritual knowledge, our spiritual life becomes momentarily to a standstill. In the scriptures, meeting our spiritual teacher in the school has been expressed in an interesting and very deep sloka, which I wanted to recite to you. Brahmanda Brahmiti Kona Bhakyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Beach. It means the living entity who roams or wanders as a cosmic wanderer through the different Brahmandas or universes.
To znači da kaže to suštvo koje skita kako kosmički skitačni iz raznih Brahmanda i iz raznih vselenih.
Becomes extremely fortunate when Krishna sends him his spiritual master. And the spiritual master will help the disciple to obtain Krishna. Now the way this is done is that a seed is given to the disciple, which he has to cultivate. And if he does so, oh Garane, please become peaceful in your mind and heart, then you will benefit much more. Yes. Mir, Shanti. The seed is to be cultivated. As it is cultivated, it grows more and more into a plant which ultimately will reach the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Yes. Now, what does this mean? What exactly is the seed? What is the plant? What will happen when it reaches the lotus feet of Krishna? These are very important questions. If we have an analogy and we don't understand it, then the analogy is only good to entertain us, but not to give us knowledge. The seed of Krishna consciousness is really the knowledge about the process to reach Lord Krishna. It is the methods which you do in order to become self-realized. If you follow these methods, you will actually experience Krishna becoming manifest in the lotus of your heart. The methods, or let us say processes, of Krishna consciousness are chanting the Maha Mantra and also our Diksha Mantras. Today we will give initiation in these two types of mantras. Now, if a devotee becomes serious and cultivates these mantras, he will see actually that Krishna will manifest from these divine sounds. And this is what it means that he will reach Krishna. This is something so wonderful that I think you will agree with me. It's a secret one must uncover by a very serious spiritual practice. We all get seeds from which Krishna can manifest if we take care and cultivate the seed properly. My own opa, how do we say? Opa is a. Yes, I know, but how do we say? Baka is grandmother. And Dedu, my own Dedu. Was, I believe, a very spiritually minded person. When I became a little older, he said, here, I'm giving this small little tree into your care. Water it carefully. Because if you do so, after some time, it will give you fruits. You are responsible. I remember once the summer was very, very hot and there was not so much water. Then one day I received a telegram from my Dadu. dedu, dedu.
You
fool! You have not watered your tree. It's almost dead. How can you be so negligent? Come immediately and bring water with you for your tree. I will never forget this telegram. You fool! You have not watered your plant. I sometimes feel that my spiritual master is also writing me telegrams like this. Yes. Sachinandan Swami, how is your bhajan? Do you take care of the seeds which you have gotten from me? Yes. So my dadu started this education program when I was young.
Yes.
I want to request all of you, even if you are already initiated, to open the telegrams which are in your letterbox. Some of us have already 5 or 10 letters and we have not opened them because we prefer to ignore them. Yes. Today we also give initiation in the Gayatri Mantras. We will give it to a devotee who will go directly into the sacred deity worship. And who already worships a wonderful Ladu Gopal deity. Mantra Diksha, or where we give the sacred Gayatri Mantras, is for very serious sadhakas.
Mantra Diksha is a very serious sadhaki.
Sadhaki means someone who is very serious in following the processes of Krishna consciousness. And we hope that our young Bhakta will not be overweighted by first and second initiation at the same day. He will need our full support.
And
I request that the devotees support him and give him their full blessings. I will not talk much more now because the ceremony is already 1 hour late. But I want to say that I'm very, very happy and moved that the devotees have come forward seriously desiring initiation. Yes, please do not think that this is only a relationship to one person, your spiritual master, which is officially cemented today. It is actually a commitment to a whole a life of schooling. There are so many things to learn which are deeply interesting and fascinating. Our Vaishnav school has so many deep subjects to study that you will never be bored for a whole lifetime and more.
Vaishnavska škola ima toliko mnogo interesnih temi za учење што цел живот нема да биде посебно.
So I wish you all the best. I remember in Chaitanya Charitamrita when Rupa and Sanatana Goswami took sacred initiation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu requested all the devotees to bless the Rupa and Sanatana. Similarly, I would request all of you present here and also the great souls which are here in their invisible form to bless the new initiates. A fascinating spiritual journey is in front of you. It will require your best character, your greatest endeavor, and your utmost devotion to become successful. But at the same time, it will not be very difficult if you understand that you should always request for mercy from the spiritual master and from Krishna. Krishna Chaitanya.
Нема да ви биде тешко доколку секогаш имате на ум да побарате милост од својот духовен учител и вечен Кришна Чајтанја.
Let us all joyfully call out with our hearts full of blessings for the young devotees.
Нека ајде сега сите радосно да извикаме од срцето за благослов на новите посетеници.
Го Премананди Хари Хари Бол! So I will now give the mantras, the malas. Oh, good, good. Please explain. The part which we will do now is called Namkarana, the giving of the of new names to the initiates. Also, the initiates will give sacred vows. They will give their vows before the deities, their spiritual masters, Prabhupada, and their spiritual master, and also before all the Vaishnavas. So these sacred vows are very important, and they should not be broken under any circumstances. If they are broken, it creates a great disturbance in our spiritual advancement. So, a very serious thing. Hare Krishna. But Krishna is very merciful. So the first devotee, one moment. The first devotee has such a wonderful name, you will not believe it. I want to request Bhakti Nada to come forward. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Bhakti Nada. Please sit comfortable. All right. Thank you very much. Now, please tell me what are the four rules and regulations. You can say in Bosnian language. Okay. How many rounds do you will you chant every day? Your name is Narasinghi. Narasinghi is, of course, the name of the goddess of fortune, who is always associated with Lord Narasinghadev. Our Bhakti Nada has received already a lot of divine protection. And I personally believe Lord Narasinghadev was always very present in her life. So therefore, Narasinghi is the only possible name for her. Narasinghi. Wonderful. Next devotee is Bhakta Vasco. Very nice. So, Bhakta Vasco, what are the four rules and regulations which you will follow to the rest of your life? Good. Congratulations that you remembered them all. Because when we are nervous, it is not so easy. And how many rounds will you chant every day? 16 rounds. And on festival? Yeah. So, your name is Vanamali Das. Krishna. Thank you very much. Vanamali is a name of Lord Krishna, who carries a beautiful garland from forest flowers. This garland is going below his knees. It is so large, and it is made of a minimum of 5 different types of flowers. So we wish that the original Vanamali, Shri Krishna, will attract our Vanamali Das. Bhakti Niseta, please. Thank you very much. What are the four rules and regulations which you will follow? Нечу не ест мясо рыбы и яйца. Нечу себя фиксировать. Нечу закоскать и нечу мать не закоскать. Mm-hmm. How many rounds will you chant every day? Yes. Very good. Your name is Kunti Devi. The original Kunti Devi is very, very dear to Lord Krishna. And Lord, she's the mother of the Pandavas, and Lord Krishna said something very moving about his relationship to this amazing family. He said, whoever is the friend of the Pandavas is my friend. Then he looked towards Duryodhana and he said, whoever is the enemy of the Pandavas is my enemy. Yes, Krishna is very, very, very committed to the Pandavas. And I know that our Kunti Devi Dasi has really gone through so many tests in her life, almost like the original Kunti Devi. Not fully, but almost. She has served Lord Krishna in the war. And has gone through so many, has seen so many changes in Sarajevo. Also in our movement. And still is very faithfully serving the Vaishnavas. So I thought initially I had another name in mind, but this is the right name, Kunti Devi. Yeah. It cannot be any other name. Hare Krishna. Let us see what else. These two bags are very related to each other. The first is Bhakta Boyan. Mm-hmm. Govinda Gopal, can you just one minute, give me a knife please from the kitchen. So yes, thank you very much, Bhakta Boyan. I just have to do a little.
Anyone can, even you can take one.
Okay. One thing, when you have your beads, it's good or necessary that after the eighth mala, not mala, pearl, you will find such a thing. Those of you who have not yet have it, then no problem, it can be done in wherever you are. The Hari Bhakti Vilas actually says that only with this is the Japamala complete. What is it? It's a division after the eighth pearl, which represents the eight gopis. It can be done even a little better than this, but it should be have a little something like this, and then it's a little after the storm. It looks yes. So yes, Bhakta Bhoyan, please your sacred vows. How many rounds you chant each day? Especially Ekadasi, yes. Good. So, one moment I have. Yes, here. So your name is Bal Gopal. It was very interesting. I thought of a different name initially. And then just 2 days ago, I just felt so much from the heart. No, this is not the right name. You have to give him the name Bal Gopal. And at that time, I did not know actually that you worship Ladu Gopal. You have told me, but I had totally forgotten, and I just it was not present in my mind. And when I came this morning to pay my obeisances to the deity and saw this beautiful Ladu Gopal, he's also Bal Gopal. Bal means a child. I was smiling because he had arranged this name. I'm extremely happy to that Lord Krishna is in this. Is really, let me say, controlling. Bal Gopal is a very powerful name of Lord Krishna. Bal means like in Baladev or Balaram means also potency, energy, strength. So, this is although Lord Krishna is a child, he is Baliyan, full of strength. It's a very powerful name, and we should chant it. Bal Gopal. Ah, oh, so beautiful name. Now, I'm sorry, I gave the knife. Can you, Samudra, can you give me? Oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I'm getting a little nervous, I think. I'm very sorry. I need the knife again. I made a very... Samudraji. Yes. So the devotee who gets now the initiation beads is, of course, Natalia. Please come, Natalia. Hari Bol. Thank you very much, Natalia. So, what are the four rules and regulations? And how many rounds we will chant daily?
Daily at least 16 rounds, and for Ekadashi, 25 rounds.
And on the festivals as well. So your name is also very, it's a name of Radharani, Nayika Devidas. Haribo! Nayika is a name, it means beautiful heroine. Yes. Name of Srimati Radharani. So our Nayika Dasi has a very powerful name also. All right. So now we will proceed to go into the yagya. Yes, please. It's a very nice if I would really be very happy if you can give the devotees some background, what this yagya is, why we do it, and so on.